The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Gonna have sex with everybody in the room in a second.
What?
That's right, boys. I'm new. Anyway.
As long as your legs are shaved.
That's right. I got nice.
Settle down, Tank.
Sorry about that. Look at all these pictures of this Haffertepin fella. I'm making the move. My gay neighbors sent me there in Vegas this weekend, Michael and Troy. Fired off a picture and said, what are you girls doing? I'm like, ah. And the picture shows up, and they're at some, I don't know, some place called Meat House or something like that. M-E-A-T.
Oh, darn it.
And it is dudes like Tank Haffertepin dancing. And I happened to be at Rock Bar watching my friend Chris Gattaro, his band Skull Effers played, which is basically sodomizing Linda with a bunch of guests. And I went up and did a couple, but all these other guys are doing stuff. So we're all just kind of goofing around down at the, we had the bar to ourselves. We were just basically playing. And I see the picture and I took a picture of the boys on stage, which at the time was Jordan Ziff, one of the most amazing guitarists ever. Marty Lucas, also one of the most amazing guitarists ever. Gattaro, he's okay. And Ryan and Roy, and they're playing. And I'm like, here's my night of man stage action. And then I get a picture of a dude's giant ass just sitting in someone's face. I'm like, all right, boys, we're too close. Too close to my gay neighbors now. Great dudes, though. Yeah, I got to say, whatever that dude they were watching, whatever he's doing for squats, it's working. He's a minotaur. Getting a lot of gay photos is what I'm saying on my phone. I'm really not sure how to handle it. It's a midlife thing. I was telling the boys. It's a midlife crisis. You kind of start changing the way you look at stuff. Not say I'm going to go gay, but I would smack that guy in the ass a couple of times. It looked like a piece of cement. I had to know what that felt
like. Trust me, you're not alone. A lot smack of middle-aged guys are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's midlife crisis, oh. I guess, is different. You know.
According to therapist, we'll get into it. According to the therapist, everyone's midlife crisis is almost identical. And it's, it's weird. Like, they run down a list of things.
As like far as questioning.
13 things that are like, boom, 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 boom. Like, yep, 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 yep. And it's like everybody thinks it's a new sports car and a side piece and, you know, everybody's doing the stereotypical thing. It's a mental disorder. It's truly like this weird mental thing.
But that's why I'm saying it's different in the fact that it's the same motive, but that sports car could be something else to someone else.
You know what you start doing? This is weird. I know there's a bunch of people out there who can relate to that. I don't know, Toledo, you've ever dealt with this. You start feeling super impulsive. Like everything you do, you're like, screw it. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And it's this weird kind of the way
going
it was
to
described.
Mexico.
It's a trapped thing.
Like it's a live life thing.
Yeah. You're
why,
not.
Why you can't.
Exactly. You're not trapped by anything, but you allow everything to make you feel trapped. So you sit back and you're like, well, forget it. Nobody can tell me what to do. And you have these weird, selfish, like real selfish, strange feelings that are beyond selfish in the funny way. They're selfish in a. It's odd. It's a really weird.
Women have the same crap with menopause.
No, he said the same thing. He said women go through it just about 35 to about 55. For a few years in there, you're going to go through it. And it's weird. You have these impulsive decisions that afterwards you kind of are like, well, that was dumb. But it has nothing to do with how you are. And yeah, so I only talked to him one time, but I've been reading about this like crazy because my brain is working differently for some reason over the last few months.
You said 13. This one says
apathetic.
There's 15.
Look at that. Okay.
You're apathetic.
Go down the list. Yep.
You dread getting out of bed.
Yeah.
You're debating but not taking action.
That's the impulsive thing.
Yeah. Your life is on autopilot.
Seems like it.
You've lost your purpose.
Well, this is depressing, guy. This is a depressing
plan. Your
plan
isn't working anymore.
No, this is terrible.
Making big changes that aren't you. You're jealous of others.
Yeah.
You're worried about already knowing the ending.
That's the big thing. The ending keeps looming into every decision you make. It's like, well, how does this
the ranking
end?
Of it.
Number 10. You're willing to walk away from your success.
Yes, and that's the thing. There's a movie called, God dang it, I always forget it, but it's a Albert Brooks movie where he's going through it and he just quits everything, buys an RV and drives the country, and his wife blows all their money in Lake Havasu. They make it about 400 miles, and she blows all their money, and he's a crossing guard in Lake Havasu because it all went to crap in the first week. And so he realizes all these impulsive decisions were just kind of stupid.
They went after it.
Yeah, but it's the American dream of doing
it. No longer playing to win, but playing not to lose.
Yeah, that's a depressing list. Mine wasn't as
some
depressing.
Of them are not.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That one's tough. But there's similarities to all. Like, you're apathetic. You feel like everything's kind of everything's a drain.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? Am I doing everything right? Is everybody let down? It's weird. And I know it's not true. but you can't help but just keep diving into overthinking everything.
Is it interesting at all that all the top searches on this midlife crisis stuff are all financial websites?
Well, because they're all financial websites, like Forbes
and everything else.
The tail end, I think, after the fact, is like, okay, now how am I? You got to start looking at the retirement.
Yeah, you start thinking about when it's all over. Do I have enough?
Or you're looking ahead, you know, for a lot of people that haven't, you know, that hear that, oh, you didn't do it when you were younger.
Right.
You're working until you're 79 or 80.
You feel like it's...
If you want to do the lifestyle that you're living.
Like everything you've done up to this point, you haven't done enough.
Yeah.
Like you blew a lot of stuff. You look back with some regret. Next thing you know, you're laying in bed next to a guy named Toledo, giving you $300 just to touch his thighs. And you're doing it.
Going to Mexico with 10
people. Yeah, you got 14 people in a car going, this is not what I imagined it. That's all you say to yourself over and over. This is not how I imagined my 50s or 40s looking. This is not. You look at everything like,
I'm going to Mexico.
And it's not even a grass is greener situation. It's a, I've got green grass. Why can't I like it? It's weird. And that's why I want this 1979 Camaro in my garage.
It'll make it all better.
It'll make everything better. My hairpiece will look great floating in the T-tops. Heifer Tepin. That's why I'm going to shoot silicone in my nuts, too. I'm not satisfied with those. They're awful.
The impulse stage.
I'm going to impulsively jam silicone in my balls because I'm 47. Why? And I
can't stop
And I've
me.
Never done it. Why wouldn't I? You can win this bitchin' Camaro right there. 97936. What time are you going to lock this thing down, Rich?
9:20.
Okay, 9:20. You got till 9:20. Heifer Tepin, H A F E R T E P E N. I'm giving you a break because it's our first time through this one, and Heifer Tepin's not an easy one. Heifer Tepin, and Google search him because he's interesting, and he's gone. This is in honor of Heifer Tepin. 97936. You'll win that bitchin' Camaro. If we draw your name at the end, you can qualify for it today and get a pair of tickets to Happy Ending. Good luck to all of you. We got What Would Brady Do coming up next. It's 98.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the You Bastard site of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, 14 more minutes. You can get this bitch in Camaro. You can try to qualify for this sucker. Heifer Tepin. Heifer Tepin. Tank Heifer Tepin. In fact, all week long, we're just going to do dedications to people who probably wouldn't have had a salute given to them in their passing, but people like Tank Heifer Tepin, who brought so much joy to so many. and the video, and it's going to be your joy in just a little bit if you go to your Google and Heifer Tepin. But spell it right, 97936, and you can qualify to win the Camaro and a pair of tickets to the Happy Ending. And then I think we're going to give it away at the Happy Ending show December 21st. Is that not right?
Correct.
And we can drive it up there on the Celebrity Theater stage.
Yep.
Caliendo go up there and drive it off with some lucky winner.
We're going to jump the celebrity.
Huh?
We'll set up a ramp and jump it like Smokey and the Bandit.
I don't think that's a good idea at all. Inside that small venue. Just,
this is the idea, throwing out ideas.
The way
it's
you've
a safe
been
space.
Talking.
It's yeah. a safe space.
This is our turkey drop.
Yeah, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming except that one. That was terrible.
What we could do is have a section of people of color.
Because Brady's back from Columbus, and there's been a lot of talking here.
I don't think insurance would be that much on that.
Can we get into your theory that it's easier for a black athlete to cheat on his wife than a white one?
Yeah.
I like
that.
I don't know that you're wrong. I don't know that you're wrong. I just found it very... I mean, you made me think.
Their wives seem more cool with it. I ask them, what's the secret?
Maureen is white.
What is the secret? This is just my experience.
No, you're...
I'm like, how do you do it?
There's no way I'm coming down on
magical.
You. I'm trying to think of the white athlete that had the easy pass, like Charles Barkley does, and I don't know that it's race-related, but...
Stand by it, Brady, because that's what goes on today. People make statements.
And they just...
And they just keep saying
I'm
it.
Not backing down from
and
this.
And it's fact.
I've... And again, me
the
having...
You say it.
Anything other than just going, I don't think that's correct, is all I've got, really. I don't know what you're basing that on, but I can't argue against it. Or for it.
We don't have the stats in front of us.
I'm looking for an answer. I got nothing. And I don't know that statistically that would ever come up.
Although it seems like, you know, I've seen plenty of shows where the black wives lose their crap
they
over
go
it.
Nuts. Well, I watch a lot of live PD.
People.
A lot of live PD. Maybe that's it. Well, no, that's not it. A lot of live PD where the black lady finds out that he's been doing some things and then she... That's why the police are there in the first place. Because the beating was it was relentless.
But our theory of if you have more money,
yes, that's
easier to get away with.
I think if you've got tons of money, you can sit down with your wife and say, look, I've got needs outside of our relationship. And it's, oh, okay, well, do I get to stay? Yeah, you can stay here. I gotta dip this thing a few times extra. Okay, but if you're poor, I think this poor-ass son of a bitch is going to start banging on the side. Are you kidding me? He's going to spend some money on her?
Why would the woman endure that if
they're poor? She can move on and get a richer guy.
Taking money out of her.
Right, exactly. Right. He's going to start taking that one to dinner, and he's telling me about it? So, yeah, I think it's money-related more than it is race. Although, Brady, you fresh out of Upper Arlington with your new views. Same as the old views.
What happened there, man?
You drove through South Columbus.
In UA, what happened?
Yeah, you get whitewashed.
That's last week. What happened?
Yeah. You go through the whitewash. You come back with a few general ideas.
Like, I don't know. I think Obama wasn't so bad.
Oh, boy, get him in the whitewash. And they just wash him through Lenny Dykstra's whitewash. Comes out going, what was I thinking? Say something about black athletes.
Well, I'm pretty sure their wives are more accepting of them being outside the marriage.
But I can't argue that. Because Charles Barkley is the king of whatever's going on there. But his wife's white.
Maybe that's the key.
There it is. Yeah, that could be it.
So it has to be, I like this. It has to be interracial. Money. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we know of other black superstar athletes that are begging on the side and it's okay?
I won't say any names.
But you know of.
But you do know a bunch.
Yeah. You know of any white athletes that
are side banging and you know about it?
And are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
And the wife knows and they're okay?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if they're. I mean, it seems that way because it's been that way for 20 plus years, probably.
With that particular person you're talking about? They're a friend of yours?
No.
No, but you do know.
I mean, we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
You have the inside scoop.
Ooh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Is your theory based on this one person?
Yes.
No.
Brady, just say yes, because it is two.
It's based on three.
Is it three?
Yeah. Oh, there's three.
Pretty high group.
And I'm wondering if there is something to that, or I don't know.
In the entire United States, though, like your three people that you know is very small.
And then three black people, though. And that's percentage pretty high.
But the three white in the professional end. It didn't work that way.
It didn't. They got their ass kicked?
Yeah.
Nabbed and thrown away, huh?
Yep.
Mm. So in your small test.
So scientifically.
In my experience.
Okay. Three white men that you know that were successful that had affairs all went to the cleaners.
Yeah.
Three black men successful and had affairs.
Steady as she goes.
Still together.
All right. So that's.
Inarguable science is what that is.
It is. It couldn't just be an anomaly of
no,
like, or,
no, it cannot when it's that even and that pronounced, and that well thought out. Brady's gone to great lengths. I expect a summation and possibly a summary at the.
This is my experience.
Oral summary, of course. It is your experience, and so in your world, that's very real. White guys, no chance.
What is missing with the white guys? The same formula.
Black guys.
What is it?
They can do all they want. It's big
it
wieners.
Seems that way.
That's the key.
Okay. Big wieners.
Okay, there you go.
Giant wieners drive women crazy, and they can't live without them because they realize.
Couldn't she get another big wiener, though?
It's tougher. Because how disappointing would it be to think you've got a big wiener, and then it comes in, and it's me. And you're like, everything was going so well on the date, and now he's going to try to bang around in this thing I've got going on. It's going to be pointless. Three-car garage for this tiny smart car. And so she's going to be like, well, I'm wasting my time. I'm just going to go back to the big wiener and tolerate it because my vagina's been ruined by it.
He's rich with a big wiener.
Big wieners and money. That's what we're talking about. Mm. So
Jesus,
of course
John,
it seems that way with the blacks to you.
Jesus, John, does D5 know Brady is calling him out directly?
Well, let's not talk about who he's talking about. But I do also know that's who he was mentioning. I mean, yeah. Oh, wait. Come on. He must have a huge hog. That's what it comes down to. A lady will never leave a huge hog. They're driven mad by them.
Defending them.
And a steady life. And a nice lifestyle.
Let's go huge
hog. Well, not
first.
Steady life, but a good lifestyle.
In some cultures, though, you're allowed to bang other women. The man's in charge.
The world's happening.
He's got the wife.
Yeah, what?
Like, let's get back to Hold British on. Racism before we
but
start
Gumar,
changing.
You're talking about a Gumar?
Oh, yeah, that's Italian.
Yeah, certain cultures, I mean.
Hey, happy Columbus
allowed.
Day,
yeah.
Everybody. That's right.
Yeah.
To all the happy Gumars.
Celebration.
Speaking of cultures.
It's big wieners that Brady's talking about.
The he didn't get around to it. She knew about
that's
it.
That's the key.
She knew about
it. She wasn't happy about it. Let me tell you that.
She kept her mouth shut.
We both won Emmys for the episode she wasn't happy about.
She wasn't happy, but.
Wasn't happy.
She didn't leave him.
Oh, come on, Camilla, you know.
In the end, it was family.
I gotta sit and listen to you every day. You disappoint me.
That was such a great episode when Camilla had it. Tony got some good strange. Came home.
How's it going, everybody? Good.
Where were you? Where were you at tonight, Tony?
Oh, Jesus, I gotta deal with this all day.
She knew for years, though.
You one-legged whore
she
called.
She just had enough. Because
he was banging that one-legged lady.
And I want to hear about it.
Because I come home from a hard day, I gotta hear yours. Come on. Happy Columbus Day.
Interesting theory, Brady, your big dick black eye theory.
Well, we added the
thrown it out there.
It's Brady.
Okay. Don't
take credit for any of this. All his.
In case it's in court or something.
Let this guy walk that plank. Yeah. Your big dick black theory is strong. Hard to argue.
You're worried about what you might do after radio. I say write a book about this.
Do some
research.
Yeah.
Well, because the other thing, you're right. The race of the wife had no bearing on this. It's just the I think success is in there, but the big wiener. Plus success means you can have
heaven.
Anything once. Yeah. Because you said that your three white successful guys, the money wasn't enough. That they left and took the money.
Yeah.
A lot of Middle Easterners bang on the side and their wives have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, they get their heads cut off.
That's true.
Got a different set of laws there. Let's make America great again. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. I like your thoughts, though. If you've got a big wang and a few million dollars, you can do whatever you want. And that's not a bad thing. That's why we
got lenience.
Look, I'll be honest with you. That's why men strive for success for women. Yeah. It's really the only reason we do all this. All right, Brady. Well done. Well done.
Only Dan Blazarian has it figured out.
Blazarian has it figured out. He must have a big one, too.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. And he's just got all the he's got all the money.
He's got all the money.
He hasn't tied to anybody, which is smart.
He's banging everybody.
Everybody gets a piece of that. And nobody, everybody leaves just about, you know, he doesn't wreck it. He's like an Indian. It's like he leaves the way he found it. That's how I've always done it.
George Clooney was the man for a while, and then he went and got married.
I've dated women for years, and at the end, their hymens have grown back. I don't know how I did that. I left it better than I found it. I'm like eco-vagina.
Wow, that is impressive.
It is.
What a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
I try not to hurt them.
Helping out.
Their flower grows back because there's
you
just so little damage.
Try to leave a small footprint.
I take memories. I leave footprints.
He'd prefer to leave a big one, but he can't.
Yeah, I can't leave a huge footprint. I want researchers to try to find out what species I am. But no, it's not that. I'm a tsetse fly. Oh, this penis of mine. I need that silicone. ASAP.
What's the worst that can happen?
You die. But so what? Then you're famous like Tank Heffertepin.
And you'll be a text on some radio show.
Be a great meme. And then, I'll be. Like, he's up in heaven right now with his huge ball sack. You get to keep the silicone in heaven, or does it all come back
know.
To natural?
Brady knows.
Pathetic. Brady, when you go to heaven, all the silicone comes out. It's God's body, right?
You don't take the silicone.
You don't take any of the plastic surgery alone.
Yeah.
So it's our preview to what would Brady do already.
Your giant bag stays.
So he's in hell with his tiny little bag, which
possibly,
is his hell.
Possibly.
Anyway, half or tap in. A few more minutes, qualify you to win that Camaro. Interesting talk, boys. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
Good to have you back. Not AKUPP.
It's out of control now. 98.